waving the flag of freedom for people, not corporations. Rick Smith.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com. So, you know, you look at this whole timeline, and, you know, the reality, you got Rosenstein saying now that, I already knew Trump was going to fire Comey. I wrote the memo, was asked to. You've got Trump saying that even after all of this timeline, this shifting, this back and forth, all of this up and down, back and forth, it just seems that nobody in this administration is capable of getting their story straight, or, you know, or even knowing what the story is. And that's one of those things that just makes you kind of shake your head and go, is it just pure incompetence? Is it the inability to tell the truth? Is it the, you know, just the lack of concern of optics? You know, where does all of this stuff take us? And, you know, the more I look at this administration, and, you know, I had someone said, you know, if someone tweeted to me, well, you're dumb if you don't think Donald Trump is dumb. I don't think he's a dumb guy. I think, you know, as Sarah Kendzior put it, he's incurious. It's not something he's interested in. You know, and I think of the old Neil Young line. It doesn't mean that much to mean that much to you. I think that's Trump's view. He doesn't care about anyone but himself. And when you look at the reality in all of this, and you look at the timeline and the insanity that's going on, you got to start questioning, you know, just basic sanity. Now, as I understand, today, big hearing in the House, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein answering some questions pretty much as we speak right now, which is why I've asked Congressman Brendan Boyle to come talk with us. Congressman, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, between listening anymore to Rosenstein and talking to you, I made my choice to talk to you because I think that this will be more beneficial.
I can't imagine he's saying anything more than what he said yesterday, which was basically nothing.
Well, so I obviously have to be careful here because it was a classified briefing. So there's certain, you know, can't go into details. But I would say that I wish I could have the last hour of my life back because, frankly, I've learned precious little except to say that there were a few questions raised by my colleagues that I think Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein could have been able to answer, should have answered, had he been willing, but unfortunately in each case he declined, and I think that is highly unfortunate. But I would say, though, that I do have real confidence in the fact that we now have a special prosecutor in Robert Mueller who has completely free rein on this matter. He's someone who served in the Obama administration, the Bush administration, someone with a stellar career, was not in any way a Trump loyalist. So I, for the first time in a while, I do have optimism and confidence that we will finally get to the bottom of this matter.
Yeah, that's the hope. You've been saying for a while, though, you know, I've been following you on Twitter, and you've been saying for a while, we need this, and you need the Republicans to step forward and hold this administration accountable and to say in public the things that they've been saying in private. Are you seeing them finally coming forward, or is it still, you know, everyone's still a little jittery?
Well, I appreciate that. As you know, in following me on Twitter, I've been saying for months, in fact, I think I was one of the earliest, to come out and call for a special prosecutor. I did that, I believe, back either February 28th or March 1st. I thought that it was warranted well before this. You have seen in the last week or so some more of my Republican colleagues moving in that direction. But even with that, before Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein announced a couple days ago that there would be a special prosecutor, you had precious few Republicans, especially in the House, calling for that or calling for an independent commission. You had a lot of them saying it privately. You would have quite an increasing number saying that they were, quote-unquote, concerned or disturbed. And yet then they wouldn't go the extra length and actually challenge this administration. So, unfortunately, there's been a real lack of leadership on the House Republican side specifically, a real lack of putting country ahead of party. I can tell you that a lot of them, frankly, are relieved that a special prosecutor has been appointed, but it wouldn't have happened if it was up to them.
Right, but here's the thing. I'm in favor of the special prosecutor. My fear is that everything now gets stopped, that any information that we would find out as the public now gets holed up because everyone could say, well, the special prosecutor is doing it. Are you in the House pushing for a House investigation so that we can see this stuff, so that we know why he fired Comey? We know we get something of an accurate timeline instead of this insane kind of who knows what happened when? And honestly, do we ever get to the bottom of was there collusion with the Trump administration and the Russians?
Well, all of that is supposed to be part now of this investigation of the special prosecutor, which my understanding is does not all of a sudden start anew, but really continues and builds off of the work of the FBI, which has apparently been going on beginning last July. So I do have confidence now that, and like I said, I've not had confidence or optimism for quite a while in this matter, but with the appointment of a special prosecutor, I do. I also want to make one other point that's important. Just because there is the Mueller-led special prosecutor investigation that the FBI directly reports to now, that doesn't mean that the congressional investigations should stop. If you take a look at Watergate, for example, or even Iran-Contra, the congressional hearings and the congressional investigations ran concurrently. Again, Watergate's a great example. You had special prosecutor, you had Archibald Cox. After Cox was fired, you had his successor, Leon Jaworski. While that was going on, you still had the House hearings, you still had the Senate hearings, both of which, well, it was right before I was born, both of which we know from history really transfixed the country and captured its attention. The same exact playbook could and should be followed here where those House and Senate investigations continue and the hearings continue.
Now, you sitting on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is that part of what your committee would look at?
Well, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, we really have not had a direct role in this thus far, mostly because this is an intelligence matter. So the Intelligence Committee has really been the one.
Okay, because, I mean, you're leaking secrets that the Israelis gave to us that ended up with the Russians. I mean, that's obviously an intelligence thing, but I would argue as well as, you know, it's got to do with how we deal with other foreign nations.
No, I agree. And, you know, one challenge for the media and for all of us the last couple of weeks is there's been more news the last 10 days than what you typically see in a year in any normal administration. So as a result of that, Trump has actually been somewhat helped by the appointment of a special prosecutor in that it blocked off the front pages the fact that he completely, stupidly, and dangerously revealed to the Russian foreign minister precious U.S. intelligence that was given to us from a trusted ally. That is a dangerous, not even a rookie mistake, because no other rookie president, Democrat or Republican, ever did that. And I believe, by the way, he did it not for any sort of strategic reason. I think he did it spur of the moment because he likes to brag, because he's a deeply, deeply insecure individual. And he just wanted to prove to the Russians that, in his words, he got such great intelligence, the best intelligence, and then let spill a precious secret that now not only does it affect the relationship we have with that foreign country that gave us the information, but it also sends the signal to other allies that, wait a minute, if we continue this cooperative relationship with the United States and release information to them, that's going to get its way up to the President of the United States, and then we just can't trust that it will remain a secret. By the way, I can tell you, and speaking off the record to a number of diplomats with whom I've become familiar over the last few years, they had that concern going into this administration already. And what happened this past week just validated it.
No, I mean, that came up during the campaign. I mean, I remember talking about that because you had, you know, CIA folks and FBI people going, well, you know, there could be a time where we can't tell him classified things out of the fear that he will, you know, not on purpose, just as you pointed out, because he likes to brag, throw it out there.
It goes back to the kind of person Donald Trump is. We've never had to deal with someone like this. And I truly believe, this is not me saying this because of my politics, which are clearly staunchly on the Democratic side, and I wish I didn't have to say it. I truly believe that when the Founding Fathers were designing the Constitution, and I've read not only every word of the Constitution, every word of the Federalist Papers, the last few months actually reread them because of my renewed interest in this topic, I believe that they designed this system of government, which has plenty of checks and balances and sometimes can be frustrating because it's hard to actually get something done. That said, I think they designed it to protect us from someone exactly like Donald Trump.
I agree. No, I mean, absolutely. And this kind of mob rule that the Republicans have right now. So let me ask you this, because, you know, while we're focused on the shiny thing and as crazy and as insane as this the whole White House has been, there's really some ugly policy that's going through. I look at the assault, the repeal and replace nonsense. I look at the assault on overtime, on worker protections, on all of this stuff. There's still the ugliness happening. We're just not seeing it, I don't think.
Right. And that's a very good point. And, you know, because of the events of the last 2 weeks or the last 10 days, it distracts from the fact that on this day 2 weeks ago, this House was voting on their and passing their repeal and replace plan, what I call Trump Care. It's really the first time in American history that the Congress of the United States, or one of the two chambers of the Congress, voted to take away a benefit as massive as the Affordable Care Act, as massive as Obamacare. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan CBO, led by a Republican appointee, it would take away health care from 24 million Americans. Never before, whether Social Security, Medicare, any benefit that had come into existence in this country, never even faced a vote to take it away after it was passed and enshrined into law and became a functioning program. So it shows you where the Republican values are, that as much as they talk about morality and as much as they talk about being for the working class, it's complete nonsense. It's a fraud. And just look at that vote for Trump Care that would do more to harm the working poor in this country than any other bill that's ever been passed.
Yeah. And you look at the massive tax handout that we're giving. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about it. It's a huge handout to the wealth class of this country.
That's exactly right. And some have called it wealth care because tucked into that would be a massive tax cut that CEOs in the medical industry and the insurance industry would benefit from. These are folks for whom their average salary is between $11 and $13 million a year.
Just absolutely obscene. And I see the Koch brothers are going to spend millions of dollars between now and the fall to push through Trump's tax plan, which would be an even bigger windfall for them. It's just insane. I know you got to get back to work and you got to get back to the hearings. So my last question is, and folks are asking, you know, are you on the impeachment wagon? I mean, are we to the point now where, you know, that's the I word is somewhere on the table?
I want to draw a distinction here between what my prediction is and what I'm calling for at this moment, because it's important. First, if you mentioned that you follow me on Twitter and I follow you as well, Rick, you know then that I have predicted that my honest opinion, knowing what has already been made public, I do believe that this is ultimately going to lead to impeachment. I find it very hard to believe that Comey just made up that Donald Trump three times asked him to close the Michael Flynn criminal investigation looking into Flynn's direct financial ties from the Russian government. And we already know it's been reported and documented he accepted millions of dollars from the Russian government. So based on what has already been publicly reported, unless all of that is untrue, and Comey is making this up, and the documentary evidence linking Flynn to RT and the Russian government's untrue, that would be extremely difficult to believe. So I think we are going to get to impeachment. I think that Trump has, at the very least, obstructed justice, which, by the way, was the first article of impeachment against both President Nixon and President Clinton when we last two times we visited impeachment. That said, am I right now at this moment calling for impeachment? No, because we're not there yet. I believe we will get there, as I clearly showed. However, we need to make sure that we have a legitimate process. If the other side is paying lip service to the rule of law, our side needs to make sure that we're faithful to it.
Right.
We're going to have the congressional investigations. They need to move more quickly than they have been, by the way. It's unfortunate that they've been obstructed by Republican delay tactics. We're now having the Office of the Special Prosecutor and its investigation. I have no doubt that Robert Mueller is going to find exactly what has been reported. When he is able to present that evidence, I believe it will be devastating to this administration. And so I'm not calling for it today, but if you ask me, I have to place my hard-earned money on which way this is going to go. Sadly, I do think we're going to now be faced for one of the few times in American history with the impeachment of a U.S. president, and it's because of the actions of Donald Trump.
And to me, it doesn't matter if it's incompetence or stupidity. It still is what it is. Congressman, I appreciate the time. I'd love to have you back on early and often.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Rick.
Good stuff. Back to work. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.